Well, good morning. It's my privilege once again to be with you all today.
早上好，很荣幸又跟各位见面。
I think it was just about a month ago, maybe a month and a two or three days ago that I was with you last time.
上次我来的时候大概就是一个月之前。
And as you realize that Pastor said, I've traveled many miles since that time.
就像牧师说的，我在这段时期去旅行了很多地方。
And I had a wonderful time.
我实在是非常享受这个时光。
I enjoy going to see different places and different things, although I've been there before, it's very interesting to go and see.
尽管有些地方我以前去过，但我仍旧非常享受这段时光。
But you know what I enjoy most is when I sense God's presence and Him moving.
你知道我什么时候是让我最觉得享受的时候？是当我跟神在一起的时候。
Just like in this service this morning, I'm thankful for His presence.
就像今天早上，我感谢主，他在我们中间。
I sat in amazement once again this morning as I sang quietly in English because I don't know Chinese, but the rest of you were singing in Chinese.
今天早上大家用中文唱歌，我用英文唱歌，我感觉得很感动。
Do you know what amazes me?
你知道让我最觉得最激动的是什么？
God understands both perfectly well.
我们的主他懂英文也懂中文，他什么都明白。
Maybe you can understand what I mean. I don't know how in the world he understands Chinese. I can't understand it.
我实在是不懂中文，也许你明白我的意思。中文对我来说完全是一门外语。
I think you could say perhaps the same thing about English.
对，可能你们中间有些人英文对你们来说也是完全不明白他们在说什么。
But did you ever stop and think about how wonderful our God is?
但是你们有没有停下来想一想，我们的主是多么的奇妙？
He understands all languages.
他懂得一切语言。
All at the same time.
同时，如果所有人都在讲话，他都明白。
And you know even more than that, before we ever make a word.
甚至在我们说一句话之前。
He knows what's in our heart.
他知道我们心里在想什么。
That's beyond my imagination.
这实在是我不能想象的。
We serve a wonderful God.
我们在服侍一个奇妙的主。
And I'd like for us to look at a few verses in the Bible this morning and talk about that for just a moment, and then I want to talk to you about this trip that I've just returned from.
今天我想跟大家分享几段经节，然后我想跟大家分享一下我去台湾和中国大陆的行程。
Please turn to the book of John.
请打开约翰福音。
Chapter 8, we'll begin with chapter 8 and verse 12.
我们看一看第八章十二节，约翰福音八章十二节。
Chapter 8 and verse 12.
约翰福音八章十二节。
I still hear pages turning. I'll wait just a moment and let you find the place.
我还听到有人在翻圣经，所以我们再等一等。大家找到了没有？
Gospel of John, chapter 8 and verse 12.
约翰福音八章十二节。
Jesus spoke to all the people, saying,I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will not walk in darkness. He will have the light of life.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
And then one other verse, if you'll turn with me back just a few pages to chapter 1 and verse 5.
我们再往回翻到约翰福音第一章第五节。
Chapter 1 and verse 5.
第一章第五节。
The light shines in the darkness. The darkness has never been able to put out the light.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
The light is a fascinating thing to me.
这光明对我来讲是让我非常觉得奇妙的一件事情。
Sometimes I think about light.And what it means to us.
我有时候在想，光对我们意味着什么？
And what light is.
光到底是什么呢？
Have you ever just closed your eyes so that there was no light?
当你闭上眼睛，你看不到光。
Or tried to walk about at night when there is no light and you can't see anything?
有没有在夜里黑漆漆的时候，你到处走，你看不到任何东西？
You know, I like to be able to walk in my house at night with no lights on.
在晚上的时候，我有时候喜欢在家里，就是黑默默的走，我不用开灯，我知道东西放在什么地方。
But you know, I always have my eyes open.
我尽管睁着眼睛。
That way I can get just a little bit of reflection, just a little bit of light from the window, from the lights outside or the moon, and I can see where to walk.
因为我睁着眼睛，所以这个家具的这个反光，还有月亮的那个微光，可以帮助我看到周围的情形，我不至于撞到东西。
But what about a person who's blind that cannot see anything?
但是如果有一个人是瞎的，他什么也看不见，怎么办呢？
To me, it's very fascinating how they can learn and they can get along very well.
对我来讲，盲人怎么样去生活，怎么样去用他的触觉去感知周围的一切，对我来说是非常奇妙的事情。
But we depend so much on our eyes, we who have sight.
但我们有视觉的人，对于我们的眼睛非常依赖。
Even though we have sight, do we always see?
尽管我们有这个视觉，我们常常能够看到吗？
Can a person look at something and not see it?
有没有可能说一个人看着一样东西，却什么也没看见？
Let me tell you just a little bit of a tricky thing that you can do to your friends sometime.
我有一个小游戏，你可以跟你的朋友一起玩。
I know because a friend did this to me one time.
我知道这个，因为我一个朋友曾经在我身上试验过。
It's a little bit unsettling.
这看起来好像，我们听听看是怎么回事。
You just watch your friend when you're together, and you catch them when they look at their watch. They just look at their watch and put it away.
你跟你朋友在一起的时候，你注意看你的朋友什么时候看自己的表，然后把这个表就手腕就放下去。
Then you just reach out and hold their hand with the watch and say.So that they can't see it and say, what time is it?
然后你手伸过去把他的表盖住，这样他看不到时间，然后你问他现在几点了。
It'll be very interesting to you to see if they can tell you what time it is, even though they just looked at their watch.
这很有意思，因为他们刚刚看了他的表，但是你现在盖上表问他几点，他说不定答不出来。
Most of the time they will want to look at it and say, well, let me look at the watch and I'll tell you.
很多时候他们想跟你讲，说让我再看一次，然后我告诉你时间。
But I told you my friend did that to me once. He said, no, you just looked at it. Tell me what time it is.
但是有一次我的朋友跟我就玩这个游戏，他盖着我的表，他说现在几点了？你不是刚刚看过吗？
I looked at it, but I didn't see it.
我看了我的表，但是我压根就没有看到几点钟，我就没有注意。
You say, well, your eyes focus on it. You have to see it. Maybe so, but it didn't register in my mind.
你说你的眼睛已经盯着你的表看过了，怎么可能看不到呢？可是对我来讲，的确是我完全没有注意，所以没有看到真正的时间。
Our sight and light is a very interesting thing.
我们的眼睛，我们的视觉能力和光是很有趣的一件事情。
You know, physical light is what I've been speaking of just now, and it's very interesting.
我说到的这个光是物理上的光，我刚才提到的这个光，这很有意思。
But do you know this?Transfers and applies equally well to spiritual light.
但是你知道吗？这一切对于我们属灵的光也是同样适用的。
Do you know if we are going to learn the things that God has for us, we'll have to do it on purpose.
我们如果要学习主所给我们预备的这些知识，我们必须要有目的的去学。
Because we can look at something and not see it.
因为我们很有可能我们在看一样东西，但是没有看到。
Just as it works physically, as I told you the story about what my friend did to me, it works the same way spiritually.
就像我刚才跟你说的这个小故事，我的朋友盖着我的表，我就不知道我刚才看到的这个时间到底是几点。我们在属灵上也有这样的情形，我们看到一样东西，却完全没有看见。
You know, pastor can bring a wonderful message, wonderful truth, and the sounds of it can come to your ears.
我们的牧师可以分享一个极其美妙的一个很非常好的一个信息，他可以你的耳朵完全听到了。
You receive spiritual light that way.
在那种方式下，你感受到了属灵的光。
But do you know if our hearts are not open to receive that, it's as if we don't see it at all.
但是你知道，如果你的心没有去打开去接受这个信息，那么就好像我们什么也没看见一样。
But what is spiritual light?
但是什么是属灵的光呢?
Well, in the first verse that we read, it tells us.
我们刚才读的第一节圣经里讲到了这个属灵的光，就是约翰福音八章十二节。
Jesus gave us the answer when he said, I am the light of the world.
耶稣已经给了我们答案，他说，我是世上的光。
Jesus is the light of the world.
耶稣是世上的光。
And then also we read that darkness has never been able to put out the light.
我们也知道这个黑暗永远不能够驱散光明。
Do you know it's the darkness is never able to put out the light. It's the light that banishes darkness.
是黑暗把光明驱走了，而不是是光明把黑暗驱走了，而不是反过来的这种。
You know, just as we sometimes can see something, we can look at something and not truly see it. There are also other foolish ideas that people have.
你知道，就好像我们有时候看着一样东西，却什么也没看见一样。我们有时候会有一些很愚蠢的念头。
I remember reading a story when I was just a young boy. It was a story for children. Maybe you read a similar story, or maybe the same one.
我是个小男孩的时候，我读过一个故事，说不定你们中间有些人也听过这个故事。
Oh, the title of the story was something about somebody being silly.
这个故事是讲一个傻孩子的事情。
The story goes that this man built a house and he forgot to put any windows.
一个人他盖了一个座房子，但是他忘了装窗户了。
And his wife saw this and she didn't think that was a good idea. She thought he was foolish for not making windows in the house.
这个人的太太看到这个房子盖起来这个样子就很不满意，觉得这个先生真是太蠢了。
She said the house is very dark. We'll always have to have a lamp on.
他说这屋子里这么黑，我们总是要点着灯。
And the man thought about this for a moment. He said, oh, he said, I have a plan. He said, it'll be no problem.
这个人说没关系，我已经有了计划了，没问题。
We have a big chest, a big suitcase, and I'll take that outside and I'll open it wide open and fill it with light.
他说我有一个很大的提箱子，我把它拿到外面去，把它打开，装满，把它装满光，然后。
And then we'll close it tight.
然后我把它紧紧的关住，把光装在里面。
And then we'll carry it inside the house and open and let the light out.
然后我把大箱子，我们一起把它抬到屋子里去，把这个箱子打开，把光放出来，屋子就可以亮。
I think you must have some similar story in Chinese.
也许你们在这中国的故事里也听过类似的故事。
But you know, just as it doesn't work in the story, it doesn't work in real life either.
就好像它在故事里这个不可能的，那在日常生活中也是不可能的一件事情。
Just as it doesn't work with physical light, it doesn't work with spiritual light.
就好像在我们日常的这种物理生活之中它不存在，在我们属灵的世界里这样的事情也是不存在的。
You know, we've talked about light for a few moments. Did you ever stop and think about what darkness is?
我们刚才讲到光明，那么究竟黑暗是什么？
What is darkness?
黑暗是什么呢？
You know, about the best way I know to describe or to define darkness is the absence of light.
你知道我用一种对我来讲最好的解释黑暗的方式就是黑暗就是没有光就是黑暗。
Where there is no light, there is darkness.
当一个地方没有光，那么你看到的就是黑暗。
And where there is light, there is no darkness.
当有光的地方就没有黑暗。
And so, you know, when we apply that spiritually, when our heart is dark, it's because Jesus is not there.
我们把这个原理同样的用在属灵的世界里，那么当我们的心是黑暗的时候，是因为耶稣没有在那儿。
But when Jesus comes into our heart, there is light.
但是当耶稣来到我们心里，我们心里就有了光。
You know, the light does wonderful things for us.
你知道光可以在我们生命中做奇妙的事情。
Down in the same book in John chapter 8 and verse 32, you don't need to look at it if you don't want to, but you're welcome to. But it tells us that the truth will make us free.
在约翰福音第八章三十二节，耶稣说：“你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。”
Isn't it wonderful to be free?
自由是多么奇妙的一件事。
You know, sometimes we think, oh, it'd be so good to be free so I can do anything I want to do.
比如说我们想这真是自由是多美好的一件事，我可以想做什么就做什么。
I don't have to go to school, don't have to go to work, don't have to put up with teachers telling me what to do or with the boss telling me what to do.
我不用去上学，也不用上班，也不用听老师或者听老板的话。
But you know, that's not real freedom. I'll tell you what real freedom is.
但是你知道吗? 那不是真正的自由。 我告诉你什么是真正的自由。
And I think if after you think about it a moment, I think you'll have to agree with me.
我相信如果你把这句话好好的想一想，你也会同意我的意见。
Real freedom is having the power to do the things you know you should do.
真正的自由是你拥有这样一种力量，你去做你应该做的事。
When we are able to do just anything we want to do, really we are not free.
当我们想随心所欲想做什么就做什么的时候，我们并不是真正的自由。
But we're led captive by Satan and our own desires.
但实际上我们是被魔鬼撒旦和我们心里自己的私欲所控制。
Real freedom is having the power to do the things that we know we should do.
真正的自由是拥有力量去做应该做的事。
But you know, Pilate, a long time ago, as he judged Jesus Christ, he asked a timeless question, what is truth?
你知道,在比拉多审判耶稣的时候,他问了一个可以超越时空的一个问题,他说,什么是真理?
Well, he didn't realize it, but he was standing in the presence of truth.
他没有意识到,但实际上他是就站在真理的面前。
He was standing in the presence of light.
他就站在光的面前。
And Jesus was trying to give him the light. He was trying to cause Pilate to see the light.
耶稣想要让比拉多看见这样的光。
But Pilate looked at light right in the face and didn't see it at all.
但是比拉多面对着光,看着光,他却什么也没看见。
He saw the truth, but he didn't see it.
他看到了真理,但是他没有看见。
And he asked the question, what is truth?
比拉多问这个问题, 什么是真理?
It's a sad thing, it's a sad story about Pilate.
对于比拉多来说, 这真是个悲惨的故事。
But friends, when we look at the truth, and we see the truth,
但是朋友们, 当我们看着真理, 我们看到了真理,
this does wonderful things for us, it sets us free.
真理会让我们得自由。
And then other things that light does for us,
还有一些别的事情,
light gives us life.
光明给我们以生命。
It makes us spiritually alive.
这让我们在灵命上是活的。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10 says this.
在哥林多后书, 第, which chapter?
5 and 17.
第五章第十七节, 哥林多后书五章十七节, 保罗这么说。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
It says, For if a man belongs to Christ, he is a new person. The old life is gone, the new life has become.
保罗说,若有人在基督里,他就是新造的人,旧事已过,都变成新的了。
You know, I remember a time when I was walking around and I was talking and I was moving, looking like I was alive, but inside my heart, I was not alive.
我记得有一段时间,我一样的跟平时一样到处走,跟人说话,我好像看起来很活泼的样子,但是在我心里我知道我的心是死的。
I thought I was alive, I thought I was having a wonderful time.
我以为我活着,我以为我在享受一段美好的时光。
But you know, there was a day that I came face to face with Jesus Christ.
但是有一天我跟耶稣基督面对面。
And then I could understand more about this scripture.
我对于这段经文就可以有更深的理解。
I became a new person.
我变成了一个新人。
The old life was gone.
旧的生命已经过去了。
Everything was new.
一切都是新的了。
Let me ask you the question this morning.
我问你这样一个问题。
Has new life really come into your heart?
你的心里有过这样的新生命吗?
Has it really come into your heart?
这个新生命真正的有没有进入你的心?
Do you know, I find that people around the globe, they have some very similar qualities.
我发现这世界各地的人们有一样同样的一个素质。
You know, God made all of us. We are all come from Him.
我们都是神造的。
You know, sometimes we want to open our hearts and let Jesus come in.
有时候我们想要打开心，让耶稣进来。
But there are some things that we still want to do that we're a bit ashamed of.
但是还是有些事情我们觉得不好意思，不愿意去做。
And it's as if he comes into the living room of our house.
就好像他进到我们家的客厅里。
And we say, Lord, I am so happy to have you. You just come make yourself at home.
我们就跟耶稣说，主啊，我们真高兴你到我家来，你就好像自己家一样，你就很随便的去做事吧。
You know, don't we do that to each other when we come visit each other?
我们去看望朋友，互相拜访的时候，不都是这样做的吗？
I don't know, in English, when somebody comes to our house, many times we'll say, oh, come in, make yourself at home. Act like you're at your house.
在英文中我们是这样说，我们说要请进请进，就当是你自己的家一样，随随便便的，怎么样舒服就怎么样来。
Do you have such a saying in Chinese?
你们在中文里有没有这样的说法？
Yes. Yes, I see some say yes.
我想是有的。
Now, I don't know what you mean when you say that in Chinese, but in English, we say that, but we don't mean exactly that.
我不知道你们中国人说这话的时候是不是真是这个意思。我们美国人讲这话的时候，心里并不是真正的希望你把这儿当成自个儿的家。
I think it must be the same in Chinese.
Yeah, I think so too.
Must be the same.
我觉得在中国人恐怕也是一样的。
Because we'll say, "Oh, come in. We're so happy to have you. Just come in, make yourself at home."
我们说欢迎欢迎，快请进，把这儿就当成自己的家一样。
Sometimes we'll say, "Oh, there's water here at the sink. There's cold water in the refrigerator. Maybe there's some." Soda, just make yourself at home.
有时候我们说这儿有水，冰箱里有冰水，还有 soda， 你想喝什么都自己随便拿。
If you see something that you want to eat, just help yourself.
然后你看到什么想吃的就只管拿，随便拿。
I think in English it's that way, and also in Chinese, I think we do the same thing maybe.
我想不管是中文、英文，我们大家都是这样去招呼客人的。
But you know, if I came to your house and you told me that,And then I walked over and I just opened up a closet.
然后如果我到你们家去，你就跟我这么说，然后我把你们家一个壁橱打开了。
I think you'd be a little surprised.
你可能有点吃惊了。
You know, you say make yourself at home, and so I just go open the closet just to see what you have stored there.
因为你说就像你自己家一样，所以我就把你的壁橱打开，看看里头有什么东西。
I think you would think that I'm a bit strange.
我估计你肯定觉得我这人有点奇怪。
What is this crazy English speaking fellow doing?
这个外国人想要干什么呀？
Well, you know, that sounds kind of funny to you, and it sounds funny to me.
这个听起来挺搞笑的哈。
But do you know, we do the same thing to God.
但是你知道吗？我们其实对我们的主，对神是这样做的。
You think not?
你觉得不是吗？
Maybe not, but let me ask you some questions.
我问你一些问题。
Just for you to answer.
只要你自己去回答。
You let Jesus come into the living room of your heart.
你把耶稣基督让你家里，让他进到你的心里。
And we say, Oh, Jesus, come right in, make yourself at home. I am so happy to have you. I want you to stay here all the time.
然后我们对主说，主啊，我们真高兴你来，就像你自己的家一样，我希望你永远的住在这儿。
And so he says, Okay, that's wonderful. I'll stay.
然后耶稣说好啊太好了那我就住下吧
And so he begins to walk around and make himself at home.
然后他就在你家里到处走因为是自己的家嘛
And he sees another door.
然后他就看到另外有一道门
And he says, well, I wonder what's in here.
他就想我想知道这门里边是些什么
But very quickly he says, oh, no, Jesus, don't open that door.
然后你立刻说别主不要开门
Yeah, any other place in the house, but not that door.
你就说哎别的地方都可以但是不要开这个门
Well, Jesus says, why?
然后耶稣就说为什么呢
And I say, well, there are some things in that room that I just would rather you not see.
然后我就说哎呀主这个屋子里有些东西我实在是不想让你看到
Does anything like that, has it ever happened to you?
对你来说这样的事情是不是也发生过
Have you ever told Jesus, yes, come into my life, come into my heart?I want you to stay forever. Just make yourself at home.
你有没有对主对耶稣说过，耶稣，我真是高兴你到我这儿来，你就住下吧，你就把这儿当成自己的家。
And he said, "What about this little habit you have over here?"
然后他说，你这个习惯，这个小的习惯怎么样呢
？And you say, "Oh, just don't look at that. Don't look at that."
然后你就说，哦，就不要看，不要把它当回事就好了。
And you kind of push it over behind the curtain or something.
然后你就把这个小小的习惯藏在帘子后面。
Makes a problem, doesn't it?
这引起了一个问题，是不是？
You know, friends, I am so happy that a day came in my life when I threw every door open.
朋友们，有一天我真是高兴，我的生命中有一天我把所有的门都打开了。
And I said, Jesus, come into my heart.
我说，耶稣，你到我的心里来。
Open every door.
你把每一道门都打开。
Open every cupboard.
你把每一个壁橱的柜门都打开。
Look in every closet.
你看一看，各处都看一看。
Look in every drawer in my dresser.
你把我的那个抽屉每一个抽屉都打开看一看。
Look at everything.
看每一样东西。
And if there's anything that you find that you don't like, help me throw it away.
如果你发现任何一样你不喜欢的东西，你就帮我把它丢出去好了。
I don't want to feel strange when you come to my heart.
我不想让你，当你到我心里来的时候，我还觉得有这人有点怪啊。
I want to be able to throw my arms wide open and just embrace him wholeheartedly.
我希望我能够张开手臂，能够全心全意地接受主耶稣。
For you see, when light comes into our hearts, it makes us right with God.
你知道，当我们心里有光的时候，我们在神的眼里就是义人。
It makes us right in His eyes.
我们在神的眼光里是一个义人。
You say, well, preacher, I am not perfect. I'm still human. How can I be right in His eyes?
比如说你说，这牧师啊，我是不是个完人？我还是一个人。那么我怎样在神的眼里看为完人，看为义人呢？
Well, I see some children around here, so it's obvious that you folks, as I have children.
我看到这里有很多小孩子，就像你们跟我一样都有孩子。
So this will be a good way to help us understand how this works.
但是，所以这个比喻可能会帮助我们理解这是怎么样工，这个是怎么回事。
You know, my children are a little bit older now.
我的孩子们现在长大了。
My youngest son, in fact, his birthday is today. He's 19 years old today. He's the youngest one.
我最小的儿子今天正好是他生日，他是19岁了。
I guess that makes me an old man, doesn't it?
我想那样子的话，我就是个老人了。
But you know, my children, they are a bit older now, but a few years ago, they were much younger.
但是几年前孩子们还小着呢。
And you know, I remember when they began to learn to walk.
我记得他们怎么样学会走路。
You know, those first few steps, they would walk a little bit and then they would fall.
他们最早的人生最早的几步路，他们走几步就跌倒了。
And that went on for some time. They would fall quite often.
很长一段时间，他们经常摔跤。
But you know, now they are older and they don't fall very often.
然后他们现在长大了，他们就很少摔跤了。
They've learned how to walk without falling.
他们已经学会了怎么样走路不摔跤。
You know, unless something very unusual happens, they don't fall anymore.
除非是有些什么事故发生，他们一般不会摔跤了。
Well, you see, when they were very young and they fell down, I was very happy with them. I didn't want them to fall down, but I didn't say, oh, you're clumsy. Why did you fall?
当他们还是小 baby 的时候，他们摔跤，我还是很高兴。我不会说，你怎么这么笨呢？怎么老摔跤？
Because at that age, it's expected that they will fall sometimes.
因为在那么小的小孩子，他摔跤是很正常的。
And you see, I can be perfectly happy. There's a perfect child, even though they fall.
所以对我来讲，尽管这小孩子摔跤，他仍然是个完美的孩子，我一样能够全心全意的爱他。
For their level of maturity, they are just doing fine.
因为他们那么小，他们那个年龄就是做这样的事情。
But do you know if they got big like they are today and they continued to fall just every little bit, I would be very, very concerned.
如果是到现在这个年龄，十八九岁了，他还是天天摔跤，我可能就有点要琢磨琢磨是怎么回事。
So you see, we can apply this to our spiritual life as well.
这个道理在我们的属灵生命上也同样适用。
When we are a new Christian, Jesus can be very, very patient with us.
当我们还是刚刚信主的人的时候，我们的主也对我们很有耐心。
He can be very pleased with us.
而且他很喜欢我们，很高兴。
Even though we fall down.
尽管我们会摔跤。
He's there to help us back up.
他会帮助我们站起来。
But you know, when we become more mature and older Christians, he expects more of us.
但是如果我们在主里成为一个成熟的基督徒，他也希望从我们身上有更多的期望。
But the light, when the light comes into our lives, it makes us right in the sight of God.
所以当光照进我们的心里，我们在主的眼里就是义人。
And then it makes us good. Light makes us good.
这个光让我们成为好的。
You know, when God finished creation, back in the story of creation in the book of Genesis,
你知道在创世纪里, 当主把一切都造好的时候,
God finished with the creation and he looked at it and said, it's good.
主看着他所造的一切, 他说, 这是好的。
Well, do you know, I believe also that God can do a work in our hearts. He can come into our heart and bring the light to every part of our heart and look at us with satisfaction and say, it's good.
我相信当主进到我们心里, 照亮我们心里的每个角落, 他也会说, 这一切是好的。
The light makes a big, big difference in our lives.
就是我们生活中的光在我们生活中会有一个很大的不同。
Living in the light is a great, great privilege.
住在光明之中, 对我们来讲是, 对我们每个人都是一个荣幸。
You know, it's also a great joy and a great privilege to work for Jesus Christ.
而且为主做工, 能够在主里面享受平安喜乐, 也是一个荣幸。
As far as I'm concerned, that is the greatest joy in the world.
对我来说, 这是世上最, 让我最觉得快乐的一件事。
And I appreciate the privilege that I have this morning to be here with you and to share the gospel message and to share a little bit about this recent trip to Taiwan and China.
今天早上我很高兴能跟大家一起查考主的话语，我也想跟大家分享一下我的台湾之行。
First of all, let me thank you all for praying.
我首先想要谢谢大家，感谢你们为我祷告。
For many times I felt that somebody was praying, God's children someplace were praying and I needed it.
因为有时候常常我会感觉在什么地方主的儿女在为我祷告，我需要他。
You know, I left on this trip with just fresh news of a new government crackdown on religious literature.
我在走的时候，我刚刚听到说这个国内的宗教政策是不是有一点变化。
You know, Satan is not happy when we encroach on his territory.
撒旦是不高兴的，当我们侵犯他的领地的时候，撒旦是很不高兴。
He has tried to shut the gospel out. Forever. And when we work to bring the good news, then he doesn't like it. And then to follow that, when the plane landed in Taipei, it landed in the worst typhoon in, they said, 5 years.
Oh, 当我们的飞机到台北的时候，那个我们所经历的是五年以来最糟的一次台风。
And if I understand correctly, the plane I was on, it was a 747. It was the last plane to land.
我坐的飞机波音777是当时那天晚上到的最后一班飞机。
The wind was making that plane rock even after it was stopped and the ramp was up to the airplane. It was just rocking.
当飞机在停机坪上停下来以后，那个风把飞机吹得还是左右摇摆。
So we got off the plane and went down to collect our baggage and no baggage.
我们下了飞机去拿行李，发现没有行李。
And there was a couple of planes before us, and there were hundreds of people down there in that hall. No baggage.
在我们前面的那几班飞机下来的乘客都没有拿到行李，所以那个大厅里几百个人。
So I guess everybody knew ahead of time, but I didn't understand Chinese, and so I found out a little bit later that the wind was so strong and gusty that they could not open the cargo doors. Because they were afraid it would either break the door off or slam the door and hurt somebody.
Oh, 当时我因为不懂中文，所以我花了一段时间才弄明白，原来这个货舱的那个门都打不开，因为风太大了，他们就生怕是个门都给吹破了，或者是把什么人夹在那儿受伤。
So late the next day, I finally got my suitcases.
所以直到第二天天晚的时候，我才拿到我的行李箱。
I was glad that I had just a few pieces of clothing in my carry-on.
我很高兴我在我的手提行李里面装了几件衣服。
And then also this was my first trip into China by myself with no interpreter.
而且这是我唯一的头一次到中国去没有一个翻译陪同，我是完全是自己只身前往。
So you can see I was set up to have fun.
所以你想象一下吧，我肯定碰到很多好玩的事情。
But you remember I told you I thanked you for praying because God did help.
但是记得吗？我感谢你们为我祷告，因为主的确帮助了我。
Well, I was away for 20 days and every moment was packed very full.
我大概去了20天，每一天的行程安排的都非常紧密。
You know, it works that way when Sister Xi plans or schedules a trip for you. It's full.
你们知道，如果是许师母给你安排旅程的话，一定是特别的丰满。
Well, that's good because you see, she asked me and I said, oh, fill it up. If I'm going to go, make good use of the time.
对啊，我跟他说了，没问题。你只要我如果要去的话，希望能够把所有的时间都利用起来。
But the first part of the trip, I was in Taiwan with Sister Xi and Sister Schwartz and Dr. Palm, helping them a little bit in the Bible camps.
我的旅程的第一步，我先是跟许师母和妈咪还有这个 Dr. Palm 他们会合，我们帮助他们来安排他们一些课程。
And we had a wonderful time. The Lord helped.
主帮助了我们，我们很享受那段时间。
And even Gus was there.
甚至那个 Gus 那个小木偶也在那儿。
Anybody know Gus?
你们知道，你们认识 Gus 吗？大家都认识。
I think you must. Well, we had a wonderful time. I was first in Taipei and for several days and then traveled by train down to Kaohsiung and had several meetings there. It was a good time and the Lord helped.
我在台北待了几天，然后坐火车去了高雄，在高雄那边也是遇到了一些人。
Then I flew across the strait into China and spent the next 10 days preaching and teaching and meeting with publishers.
然后我就飞到中国大陆，在那里大概待了十天，跟一些当地的一些媒体见面，来传播福音。
It went from Kaohsiung over to Hong Kong to Xiamen to Beijing to Jingzhou and then back to Beijing again.
我从高雄飞到香港，然后到厦门，然后到青岛，是不是？然后又回到了北京。
I probably didn't say all those names of the cities right, but you understand what I mean.
You're pretty good.
Pretty good. Well, yeah. Not perfect. Well, you know, I don't feel too bad because I would have, especially this, the name of this town, Jingzhou. How do you say it?
郑州不是青岛，郑州。
郑州。
My fault. Yeah, 郑州。
Yeah. Well, I had different people, I think, in different areas. They would tell me how to pronounce it, and I would practice it, and I would say it just right. And then I'd go to another area, and they said, well, no, it's not just exactly right. It's this way.
We have too many dialects.
So I think it must be in China like it is here in the States. You know,
exactly.
The people up in the Northeast and in the Southwest, you know, it's the same language, but a little bit different.
我学得很认真，每到一个地方我就问他这个地名怎么说，结果我到另外一个地方我说这个地名人都听不懂，这个各处的方言都不一样。
So I don't know, you know, when I say these Chinese words, is my Chinese with a South Florida accent or?
也许我的中文是有这个南佛罗里达的口音。
I'll let you decide that, I don't know. Anyway, but it's a great answer to prayer to be able to tell you that all of the projects that we've talked about are going forward.
我们当时所计划的一切这些计划都是按照我原定的计划进行。
In spite of Satan being angry and trying to frighten us, they're going forward.
尽管魔鬼是想要把我们吓住，但是一切事情都在进行的。
The children's books and the stories in the composition journal, as well as other character building books, we're working on all of these and they're going forward.
我们在准备出版一些小孩子的书，然后一些关于传播福音的书都在进行。
All I can say that it's a wonderful, wonderful door that the Lord has opened for us.
我想要说的就是我们的主打开了一扇奇妙的门。
You know, the thing that I would like to point out is that we must realize that these kind of projects, they take time.
我想我们大家都应该意识到这些工程都是需要花时间的。
And you know better than I that the door can just slam shut at any moment.
你们比我应该更明白，这个门有可能在任何时候都会有可能给关起来。
And I understand that only prayer, holding on in earnest prayer, that is the only thing that will keep these doors open.
我想只有恒久的祷告，热切的祷告，能够让这个门持续的开。
And I ask all of you this morning to help us pray for these different literature projects so that they will bear their precious fruit of souls in the kingdom of God.
我很想今天早上希望大家都能够在祷告之中纪念这件事情，让我们就出版这些圣经文学的这个过程，这个工作能够继续下去，能够结出更多属灵的果子。
Besides this opportunity, there is a certain publisher that I've been trying to get in touch with, and it seems that the government maybe has blocked our emails.
我曾经很想要跟国内的一个出版商接触，但是好像这个政府已经把他的这个我们 email 联系给掐断了。
But on this trip, we were able to have a face-to-face meeting, and I found a wonderful Christian brother whose heart beats as my heart.
我在这次在中国大陆跟他面对面的，我们碰头了，所以我发现他的就是心和我是完全是一样，我们都是全新的侍奉主。
And we've made plans to work on projects together in the very near future.
我们在制定了很多计划，就是以后可以一块同工。
I say praise the Lord.
我想说感谢主，赞美主。
In spite of what the devil says and his anger, God prevails and his work goes forward.
尽管撒旦百般阻挠，我们一切计划都顺利进行的。
But you know, I thought many times as I was in China especially, I looked at the multitudes of people.
当我在中国大陆，我经常会看着这么巨大的一个人群，我在想。
They're on the streets and in the marketplace, just everywhere.
在大街上，在市场上，人到处都是人。
Lots of people.
这么多的人。
And as I looked at them, I remembered some conversations that I've had, and I realized that almost all of those people are very hungry for something in their souls.
我看这些人，我就想到我以前曾经跟别人进行的一次谈话。我想这些人，他们都是饥饿的人，他们的心里都有一些地方就是填不满。
You know, someone has explained this way, that when God created us, He made a God-shaped hole in our hearts.And nothing can satisfy us except for God to fill that hole in our hearts.
有人说我们在神在造我们的时候，我们心里都有一个这个形状，就像和神一样的一个洞，别的任何东西都填不满，只有神他自己本人才能够把那个洞填满。
You know, it's the same around the world.
就世界各地都是一样的。
I go to Africa, I go to Eastern Europe, every place, the Spanish-speaking people,They're hungry. There's something in their heart that they're longing for.
我到非洲，我到东欧，我到世界各国，不管是说西班牙文还是说别的语言的，他们的心里都有这样的一个洞，好像没有被填满。
And friends, you and I have the secret. We know what it takes to satisfy that longing inside a person's heart.
朋友们，我们知道这个秘诀，我们知道怎样让我们心里这个洞填满，让我们自己得到满足。
And we try to tell them.
然后我们试图让别人也明白。
And they hear the sound.
他们听到这个声音。
Or they see the words.
或者他们看到这些字。
But it takes the Holy Spirit for them to really see it. You remember they look without seeing.
但是只有圣灵才能够让他们真正的看见。记得我刚才说的，他们看但是看不见。
Do you know it might be interesting to you? My mind as I think about this goes back to a dinner meeting that I had with three ladies in the publishing business.
我在中国大陆曾经跟三个女士一起吃饭，我们谈这个出版的事情。
One was a brand new Christian with no Christian ally nearby.
其中一个是一个完完全全新生的基督徒，他周围也没有什么人跟他同工或者是一起来查经。
You know, I see again through this what a privilege it is, what a blessing to be able to meet together like this to worship God.
同样，从这件事里我也看到，就是能够一起跟这个基督徒朋友见面，这是多么得到主祝福的一件事。
Because this lady doesn't have the spiritual maturity and the background that you and I have and are responsible for.
因为这位女士她完全不像你和我一样，我们有一些属灵的成熟度，她完全是个新生的基督徒。
But the other two at that meeting were with that hunger in their hearts that only Jesus can satisfy.
然后另外两个人是还处在这种饥渴状态，心里的洞还没有被主填满。
But you know, it's like...other people and like you and I before we came to know Jesus Christ we're dissatisfied there's no satisfaction in our life but we don't know what it takes to fill it
就像我们在认识主之前我们心里也是觉得有不满觉得心里有空虚填不满可是我们不知道怎么样做
you know through this trip it seemed easy for the conversation to turn to spiritual things because people are hungry
这次我去中国大陆旅行好像对我来讲跟大家有一些属灵的对话好像更容易一点因为大家很多人的心里的确是很空虚很饥饿
You know, as we visited after we had finished our dinner and talked about the publishing, the business that we had, one of the ladies said something to me.
然后我们一起吃完饭，大家在讨论出版的事情，有一个女士就跟我说
She said, these books are very good for the morals of China, but she said they teach very strongly about God.
他说这些书对中国人的道德很有好处，但是这些书就是在很强烈的在推行这个神的这种思想。
She told me that we believe there is no God because that's what we've been taught.
他说我们相信这世上没有神，因为我们从小就是这样被教育长大的。
But she continued to say something else.
然后他又是说一些别的。
She said, but we need something to believe in.
他说我们需要有一些事情让我们能够相信。
You know, I was...So happy to continue talking to them and explain to them, talk to them about my own conversion when I was saved.
我很高兴的就跟他们分享我得救的经历。
I told them about how as a young boy I was not a nice boy.
我告诉他们我是一个小孩的时候我并不是一个很好的孩子。
And money was my God.
那时候金钱对我来说是上帝。
You know, I talked to them about how the fact that people worship many things, but everyone worships something.
我告诉他其实人可以崇拜很多事情但是每一个人都崇拜一样事情。
And you know, people around the world are the same, money and possessions and following our physical desires, they are temptations to people. But I said, you know, just from the little bit I see in China, this one child law, that one child law, that is, it makes it very easy for children to become the thing, the object that we worship.
我说这世上各人各样的人，有的人追求金钱，有的人追求名利地位。但是在中国这个一胎化这种政策让我觉得这个孩子就已经成了全家人的这个重心。
But the point was that everybody worships something.
所以我的重点想要说的就是每个人都会崇拜一样什么东西。
Then I told them very briefly about how at one time I came face to face with Jesus Christ.
然后我很简略地跟他们讲怎么样有一次我跟主耶稣基督面对面。
I confessed my sins and I believed and I was born again.
我悔改了我的罪，然后我相信我是得到了重生。
And I told them how everything in my life was changed.
我告诉他们我生活之中的每一样事情都改变了。
Nothing was the same anymore, but everything was new.
每一样事情都是新的了，一切都不再和过去一样。
And I agreed with them that because of their training, they really didn't know what to believe.
然后我同样我跟他们说，因为他们从小受的教育，他们真不知道去信什么。
But you know, as we sat at that table, just enveloped by God's presence, He was faithful and He was there with us. I challenged them both to pray this way to the God of heaven.
那天我们吃完饭就在那桌边谈这些事情，我相信当时主就在我们身边，我们信实的主在那儿，所以我挑战他们两个跟我一起做一个祷告。
I told them to pray, God, if you exist and you really love and care about me,then somehow reveal yourself to me and let me know so I can believe in you.
然后我跟他们做的祷告是这样，主，如果这个神，如果你真的存在，请你用，不管是用什么样的方法，你把你自己显示给我，好让我能够相信你。
Of course, I left each of them copies of these books, these two books especially that we have in English and Chinese. The one that Dr. Palm wrote is God Really My Father, and then the other one, Jesus My Very Best Friend.I left those books with them.
当然我送了他们两本书，就是我们教会里这个 Dr. Palm 写的两本书，其中一个是神真的是我的父亲吗，另外一本是就是耶稣是我最好的朋友，都是中英文对照的书。
But let me ask you, would you help me pray especially for these ladies?
我想请问大家，你们愿意和我一起为这两位女士祷告吗？
They are smart, they are bright.
他们非常聪明。
But they don't know Jesus.
但是他们不认识主。
They have lots of education.
他们有很好的教育。
But they're not satisfied in their hearts.
但是他们的心里却没有满足。
Help me pray about it because I'm expecting to hear good news.
帮我一起为他们祷告，因为我希望能够得到他们的好消息。
You know, it was just a few months ago that I left those books with the other lady, the third lady that was in that meeting.
你知道，就在几个月之前，我把这两本书也同样送给那个第三个那位女士，就是新生的那位基督徒。
And it was perhaps partly through reading those books that a few weeks later we heard some wonderful news that this lady had believed in Jesus.
也许是部分是因为他们读了那本书，然后在几个星期之后，我们就得到从他那儿来的好消息，他已经信了主。
Thank you for caring and for supporting, for praying for us while we were on this trip.
感谢大家为我们祷告，我们在这次去台湾去大陆旅行，感谢你们为我祷告。
And remember the light of Jesus Christ.
记住我们耶稣基督的光。
You think about what it's done for your heart and for your life.
想一想这光在你的生活生命之中做了些什么。
And we must share this good news with others.
我们必须把这个好消息与别人分享。
In every way, we have to work to share this good news with others.
不管采用什么样的方式，我们应该把这个好消息跟别人分享。
You know, it's easy for us to give money.And to work, to do physical labor, to help these things go forward.
对我们来讲，给别人钱或者帮别人做事情可能更容易一些。
But the real work is done on our knees in prayer.
但是真正的工作是当我们跪下来祷告的时候。
Because that is where the battle is either won or lost.
因为那种时候就是这个战，我们这场战争能够得胜或者失败。
Thank you again so much for the privilege of sharing this with you this morning. I've enjoyed being with you.
再次感谢大家请我来跟大家分享这些信息。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.